Hi, I'm Carl Azus. This is the second of a two-part special edition we've produced on CNN Student News. It continues our look back at some of the major news stories that have made headlines and history since CNN launched 35 years ago. Teachers, we encourage you to preview this show. It contains images of some of the most tragic stories CNN has covered.
The horrors of this war. Ethnic cleansing goes on within view of United Nations patrols.
An explosion underground in the garage section of the World Trade Center has killed now three people. Hundreds of people are still being evacuated from the Twin Towers.
The whole south side of the building is going up in flames literally before our eyes.
4 million people driven from their homes by war.
The Oklahoma governor's office says at least 19 people are dead, hundreds of others injured, and rescuers continue to search for survivors in the rubble of the A.P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City.
The bombing at Centennial Olympic Park this morning was an evil act of terror.
The French government has informed all of us that Princess Diana has died.
Earlier today, two masked gunmen wearing all black began shooting at least 18 people.
What the election law folk call a hanging chad.
The hand count is expected to begin shortly here in a room behind me.
A plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
What was described to me the size of a 747.
We have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
My producer called, said he listened to the radio. And I said, no. He said, you should. And he said, a plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. I didn't know if it was a big plane or a small plane. It was an accident. It was deliberate.
But when the second plane hit the South Tower, I think we all knew it's the act of terrorists.
At the Pentagon, a plane or a helicopter has crashed and the Pentagon is being evacuated.
The Boston airport, like airports now across the entire country, is closed.
All air traffic in the United States has come to a halt.
And then we heard that there's another plane maybe going towards the Capitol. Another plane wanted to go to the White House. People were running out of the White House. People were running out of the Capitol.
There has just been a huge explosion. We can see a billowing smoke rising. And I'll tell you that I can't see that second tower. But there was a cascade of sparks and fire. And now it looks almost like a mushroom cloud explosion.
United Flight 93, Newark to SFO, has crashed in Pennsylvania for United Airlines.
Some very brave passengers attempted to take control of that plane because they knew from phone conversations that they had with family members that the World Trade Center had been attacked. Can you imagine the courage?
Good Lord. There are no words. It was 1-2 in the morning, it was late, and I was tired, and I was crying, and I was thinking about, my daughter was from middle school, and I thought, God, her world is going to be totally different. It's going to be totally different.
9/11 forever altered the soul of our nation. We could never again take for granted our sense of security, and life has never been the same since then.
I reported a few minutes ago about a second wave of attacks. They are being described as more intense.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes in Afghanistan. Got a little problem on the Space Shuttle Columbia. It has been out of communication now for the past 12 minutes.
My fellow Americans, this day has brought terrible news. The Columbia is lost. There are no survivors.
More explosions have rocked Baghdad after an unprecedented bombardment a few hours ago. U.S.-led forces have unleashed their long-awaited and punishing air assault.
In Spain, at this moment, they are still counting the bodies. At least 190 people are dead.
Hundreds are reported dead in Sri Lanka as a powerful earthquake off Indonesia triggers devastating tidal waves across parts of Asia.
Four separate yet simultaneous explosions striking the transit system there.
The real concern is the wind and the rain and any flooding that may cause.
A powerful hurricane appears to be setting its sights on the central Gulf Coast.
The winds are just incredible here in New Orleans. We can see the roof of the Superdome has been shredded.
This may be the easy side of the storm, but it does not feel very easy right here on the banks of the Mississippi River.
It's a very strange feeling covering a hurricane, particularly one that was this size. Got there really just as the first kind of rainfall was starting.
The winds have really picked up here.
I had a satellite truck with me, I had a crew with me, and we were kind of on our own.
Because as you can see, it's coming apart as we speak, and people just come up to you at the Walmart, and they're like, have you heard about my town?
A woman at the Walmart said to me, you should go to the Gulf Coast of Mississippi because we haven't been able to touch with our relatives in Waveland, and no one's reporting from there. When I got to Waveland, that was unlike anything I'd seen before. Just block after block was gone. People were starting to return and see their lives gone. It's devastating. I mean, backless.
A levee break the size of a football field is slowly flooding New Orleans.
I am looking over a scene of utter devastation. An entire neighborhood, water has come up to the eaves of the houses.
When we got out there, you could hear screams of people still being trapped in the attics.
So we came across people punching holes in the attic spaces because the water is filled up all the way up to their attics.
What are we doing now, Doc? Where are we going?
We're going to Charity Hospital.
Is this area safe? I mean, we heard about the snipers earlier today.
No, not really.
We had to get a rowboat and essentially row across from the parking deck across the street into the ramp at Charity Hospital.
Okay, well, we made it.
Yeah.
Safely. So this is what a charity hospital looks like in the middle of a natural disaster.
When you get into Charity Hospital, you sort of immediately realize that it is as bad, if not worse, as has been described. It was completely crowded. There was a smell in the air. When you started to walk around the hospital and realize that the staircase is now becoming filled with bodies as a result of what was happening there, that you needed to start reporting. One of the images that really stuck with me the most was these people bagging patients who had been on ventilators who no longer had power. And they would take shifts, and you couldn't fall asleep, and they had to just keep doing it. And sometimes a patient would still be awake, and or at least cognizant enough to know that literally my entire life right now is dependent on whether this guy can keep bagging this bag of air into my lungs.
We won't help! We won't help!
Some of these people have been waiting outside now for more than 3 days.
No food, no water, helicopters flying overhead. It's ridiculous.
You know, someone actually said this to me in the days after Katrina. They said to me, you know, man, this is all going to be forgotten. It's all going to be cleaned up and washed away and forgotten. But I certainly will never forget what I saw, and I don't think a lot of the people who were there, I don't think any of them will forget either.